Do you think the space shuttle was retired too early, or was it time?
You know, that's a tough one. I mean, my last flight was the final flight of Discovery. And when that vehicle, and that was, Discovery flew more than any of the other shuttles. It flew 39 times. I think its total flight time in space was 365 days when we landed. And when we landed that vehicle, it was no kidding perfect. There was not a single anything, not a heater, nothing that was broken. That vehicle was perfect. And that's a testimony to the folks that took care of it down at Kennedy Space Center and all the teams that worked on it. But yeah, I kind of have mixed feelings about whether it was time to retire it. I lost some really close friends on Columbia. That was a really hard time for us. I thought it was time to retire it as long as we were going to be flying commercial crew soon, and as long as NASA had an exploration program. And we had a Constellation program where we were getting ready to go back to the moon and going on it. So as long as NASA had the right future, human spaceflight future that I wanted, I was okay with it, because I knew from a budget standpoint we couldn't continue doing all of it. And the shuttle was not going to get safer, if you will. But later on, then toward the end of the program, they canceled that exploration program, which we fortunately started again this decade, but they canceled it then. And when that happened, I felt pretty hopeless, honestly, that all we had the ISS going and the space station was great, but the ISS life will end. And when it ended, at that time, there was no future I saw for NASA with the exploration program killed and commercial crew program being really, really delayed. I was really worried about the future of NASA. So I kind of started out, and part of mine, it's time to retire the shuttle, is because of the emotional stuff we all went through with the loss of Columbia. But after the canceled Constellation and after I got several years separated from, you know, my personal dealings with Columbia, I kind of changed my mind, said we should have kept flying it.
Yeah, I have said this publicly before, that I really think that we retired it too early. I think there were still things we could do with it. I think there were unique things that it could do. It was conceived as a way to build and then support a space station.
Yep.
And we built the station. We did a magnificent job with that. And then we basically didn't have it to do that support job. The risk question is always there. Is it worth the risk? And yep. And you always have to do that on a kind of a flight-by-flight basis. Is this valuable? But there was an awful lot of capability, a lifetime left in those vehicles. And I would have liked to see us continue flying them until we had the replacement ready to go.
Yeah, I think it was the most capable spacecraft we've ever had, and it was a shame when we retired it. Should have flown a little longer, but the good thing about it, it helped us to develop a commercial space industry that we now have two commercial crew vehicles that soon will have the other one, but they're flying astronaut crews to the space station. We're doing a lot of things that we might not have otherwise had the budget to do, and we might not be doing our exploration program today. So there was some good that came out of it, I think.
As we're talking tonight, we also want to remember those who were lost on the shuttles, Columbia and Challenger, and in an effort to honor their memory, do the three of you have a certain fond memory of any of the crew members there that you'd like to share?
Well, they were all friends and people that you know people really well when you work with them every day, and it was a disaster. It was a shame. It was unfortunate, and I know that they're probably missed every day more by their families than anyone else, and it's good that we remember them periodically and remember the sacrifices that they didn't choose to make, but that was forced upon them, that helped us to make better, stronger programs, better management of our programs, better hardware that we fly in, better methodologies for designing new vehicles. And so there was something that also good that came out of those things as well. And I think we have to look at it that way, that those friends of ours who were lost, they weren't lost in vain.
They weren't lost in vain.
They did.
You know, you guys lived with them constantly. They were co-workers of ours. They were family for you.
Yeah.
But I think that point that what's not important, what is important is what we took away from the loss and how we learn from that to move better forward in the future. And we have to move forward to honor their memories in that regard.
Yeah. For me, I'll say that Columbia was really very personal for me, and a couple of my best friends in the office were on that crew, Rick Husband, the commander, Willie McCool, the pilot. I had three classmates from my class that were on that crew. The Israeli that flew, Ilan Ramon, was a really good friend of mine. In fact, we learned later on that back when I was in the Air Force, I had actually picked up from the factory an F-16 from Fort Worth, and actually delivered it to his squadron in Israel while he was stationed there. And so I was close with most of that crew. And on that mission, for every mission, every crew picked a couple of family escorts, and they were astronauts that would take care of the families. They'd get the families down to the launch, down to the landing. During the mission, they would bring the families into mission control to do the family conferences and different things like that. And so for the Columbia mission, I was family escort for that crew. And so I was down on the runway that day when the sonic booms didn't happen and the vehicle did not return. And so I was with the families that day. And then after that, I was every astronaut had a casualty assistance officer to help the families in the event of a death. And so I was that for Rick Husband, the commander, it was basically my full-time job for a year. And in fact, the CAECO job, as we call it, is something that lasts for life. So I'm still doing that job to this day. But the one story I will tell you is that my first flight, I flew with Kulpna Chawla. And Kulpna was the Indian astronaut. And she was a first-generation American. Her parents still lived in India, and she was the first Indian-American woman, to go up in space. And I flew up my first mission with her, and she had a joy about her with space that, like, nobody I ever saw. And she would fit in perfectly here, and I bet she came to Oshkosh because she was an avid pilot. She was a backcountry pilot. She would go out with friends. They would rent, take a Citabria and go out in the backcountry. She had this just pure love and joy of flying in space. We'd be up in space, and she wanted the crew to write a haiku. She had to back me in a corner, and I forced me to write a couple of lines. That was really not my thing, but she had this joy about her that I'll never forget. But you go into her office, and her desk, she had these little toy airplanes all around her desk, these little toys, and they were all arranged exactly in a certain place with a certain space. So it gave me great pleasure to go in there, and I'd be talking to her, and I'd just take her airplanes.
That's her airplanes.
I'd flip them over, and I'd move them around, and she would just drive her crazy. But she was a special lady. When my daughters were little, she dressed them in serapes, which they were so excited about. But what you do remember is you remember that people. Rick Husband was one of the funniest guys I've ever met. I mean, he was absolutely hilarious, and that whole crew was just a wonderful crew. So I think we should remember him fondly. And the good thing is that we learned from what happened, and we kept the program going. We got the space station built, and many of us stayed in the office, and I ended up flying a return flight test mission. But it was the right thing to do, because if we hadn't have continued the program, then they would have died in vain, and we certainly didn't want that to happen. So I think we honored them well. We learned from it. We honor them to this day, and I certainly remember all of them very fondly now.
As you each look back on your NASA careers, what were your most memorable experiences?
I mean, it was 34 years for me of absolute gobsmacked awe that I was allowed to do what we were doing. And I always tell people, thank you for the privilege of letting me do that, because Not very many people get to do it, and we don't do it. We don't choose so much as that people give us the opportunities.
The truth is, when I think back on my missions and what I got to do, I don't really think so much about the details of the missions, or I got to do the dock, or I got to land, I got to do this. It was all cool, because I actually had a classmate ask me, because I was the first one in our class to command and land a shuttle, and asked me, well, what was it like after all of those years, training, preparing, flying as a pilot to get to finally land a space shuttle and realizing your dream, or they thought it was my dream. And I said, landing the shuttle was cool. It was really fun. I mean, I really liked it. But what I really liked most of all was who I got to fly with. And when I say who I got to fly with, it wasn't just my crew, but it was, you know, the team that Paul and the other flight directors were running, that team of folks, the trainers, the folks that worked on the vehicle, being part of this large team that and something that was far, far bigger than yourself. And for me, the reward was when I look back on my missions, I don't really remember, I mean, I remember what I did, but not really. What I do remember most of all are the people I got to do it with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The question is kind of like asking you, which airplane do you like the
you
best
like
that
better,
you fly?
Yeah. Right.
And it's really hard to say. There are so many wonderful experiences, and Steve hit it perfectly. The people that you work with are what you remember. And it's all the people that you work with, and I cannot remember a lot of the experiments we did or the hardware we flew, but I remember great detail about all the people that I worked with, preparing for flying the flights post-flight, and just working at NASA in general. It was such a wonderful experience to be part of our nation's space program. We talked to a group of young people tonight before this, and I really hope that a lot of them were inspired just a little bit to maybe go and work in our nation's space program. They're the special young people who have scholarships of learning to fly or have learned mm-hmm. to fly, and they'd be great candidates to go out and be the next generation of space explorers for us.
Okay, well, I think that's a really inspiring place to end tonight. Jim, Paul, and Steve, thank you so much, and let's give them a big round of applause, please.
Thank you.
All right.